welcome back. Well, good morning. 100.3 WNIC. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. Tuesday. Two unbelievable things today. One, it's 50 degrees, and there's like no humidity outside. It's really nice.
I love it. It's October right now.
It is October. It is.
That's what Allison said when she came in. She's like, well, guess we're in October now. I'm like, I actually really like it.
I still have that window that won't go up.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's all good now. Leaves are turning. Kids are trick-or-treating. Call them. No, but it's nice out today. And the other big unbelievable thing is that the state of Michigan is open. All restrictions have been lifted. We'll talk about in the Fox News update what that means with capacities. Also today, we'll do cross-exam. Allison's boyfriend, Warren, is trying to block her. But from what?
Fun. I'll tell you that right now.
You love Wingstop. What about Thigh Stop? Sounds weird saying it, but it's going to happen. Thigh Stop. Mm. And that's incredible on the way. Also, I had an IT experience the other day, and I feel like it wasn't really technical support for me at all. It feels like it was more like somebody just watching me give myself technical support. I just want to know if that's normal or maybe it was just this one guy.
Was this for you or for the neighbor?
No, this is for me. This is for my computer.
Oh, okay.
I was having an issue. And the airport's hiring. You want to go work for the airport? I always thought that would be fun. Go work at Metro. Go in every day. See people coming and going. I don't know what the gig would be, but there's jobs available at the airport. So we'll tell you about that this morning.
I picture you like backing up the planes and flagging when it's time for them to take off.
I don't picture you doing that.
He wouldn't be able to handle the heat out there.
No.
And wearing neon.
I picture myself driving that little cart. Say, oh, you need a ride? I'll take you to your terminal.
Of course you do. Gate.
That's what I want to do. Unmask your car. Unmask your new car. That's coming up this morning. Also, a shot to go to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. All on the way with 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
If you're wondering why Gunther from Friends did not show up in person to the reunion, James Michael Tyler, who played Gunther, said he's battling stage 4 prostate cancer. He was diagnosed 3 years ago. He is now paralyzed and undergoing chemotherapy, only 59 years old. And here's what he has to say to try to help someone else not be in this same situation.
All right.
I'm here to let you know that in September of 2018, I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer, which had spread to my bones. Well, for my specific prognosis, it's, of course, a stage 4 late-stage cancer. So eventually, you know, it's going to probably get me. Next time you go in for just a basic exam or your yearly checkup, please ask your doctor for a PSA test. Caught early, 99% treatable.
Wow.
Well, that's a bummer.
Very sad news. Yeah. Mark Harmon will reportedly only appear in a handful of episodes during the upcoming season of NCIS, like in the single digits.
You know why? Because he's Mark Harmon, and he gets to do what he wants.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be the show's 19th season, and he was reportedly planning on quitting altogether, so I guess we're lucky enough to get him in a couple of episodes. Dame Joan Collins shut down Piers Morgan's questions about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and here's why.
Okay.
What do you make of what's going on with the British royal family now, with Meghan, Harry, the feud with William, Charles?
My lips are sealed on that subject. Just don't want to go on national TV and say what I think about Meghan and Harry, because look what happened to you.
Isn't it funny? That is, it's, you can't argue with that.
Nope. Members of NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys say their so-called feud was mostly fabricated. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys said back in the day before there was social media, the press and media had to pit us against each other. And now they're teaming up for this project. So, a lot of fun with them. All 5 Twilight films are heading to Netflix to stream for all subscribers on July 16th.
So you can get a good nap.
And finally, yesterday was the 25th anniversary for Disney's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And We're just learning that Michael Jackson actually wanted to record and play three songs from the movie, but Disney turned him down. So with the pop songs from Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King topping the charts, Michael, who was a Disney fan, wanted to spin the negative news narrative surrounding him at the time by getting involved with the project. He wanted to produce and record three of the songs, and Disney said, nah, we'll pass.
Not using our name to get out of your hot water.
Yeah. TV Tonight, Superman and Lois, and America's Got Talent.
I just started watching that again. I only watched four episodes, and now I have them all taped, and then I got 10 minutes in and then got distracted. I get back on that. Coming up on 100.3 WNIC Tuesdays, we do cross exam. So we'll go around the room and talk a little bit. Also, Michigan is open today. Today, all restrictions have been lifted. We'll get into that in the news update coming up as well. 50 degrees in Detroit. Degrees, welcome to the show. Tuesdays, we do something called cross exam. Allison, how's it work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining. And it's fun to play along in the car right now, at work with your coworkers, at dinner table with the family.
All right, cross exam, question number one. Would you rather explore a black hole to see what's on the other side, or try and live on another planet? What would it be? Since in my mind, both are impossible right now, I'd go with the black hole, because that's what everybody wants to know. That's what Stephen Hawking wanted to know.
Is that the wormhole?
No, the black hole.
What's the wormhole?
The wormhole is like a bend in
other
time.
Dimension?
Yeah, you can get, yeah. But the black hole just sucks things in, and no one's really sure what's happening on the other end.
Mm.
And they're gigantic. I mean, they're massive.
Well, have fun getting sucked up in that, coming back.
But I'm assuming you're going to live. I don't know. All right. Well, I'm going for the black hole, because you know what? I'm not going to Mars and living right now.
I don't really like these choices.
But if you had to pick one.
Can I bring someone with me?
Like a phone a friend?
I'd like to phone a friend, please.
Who do you want to bring? As a scientist?
I feel like living on another planet could be enjoyable. I'm not seeing any enjoyable angle in a black hole.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not finding. Is there somewhere to sit? No. Am I in a spaceship just for life?
It's the curiosity. That's all. I just want to know what's in there. What's in there?
I'll do the planet thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with the planet as well. I mean, at least I know that there could be a chance of survival on the planet. The black hole, you're done. I mean, you're going in there and you're never going to see the light of day again.
All right.
I'm going to do the planet just for the joke. Where's Allison? On Uranus.
You can't say that.
That's what it's called, right?
It is. I mean, yeah. Or some say Uranus.
I've never really heard that, though.
Uranus?
That's weird, too.
Maybe it just makes me feel better. Question number two. Would you rather lose your ability to feel any emotion or lose your taste buds? Oh, my God. That's so easy. I would rather feel absolutely no emotion.
Oh,
I'm all
good
with that. I'd be happy to never cry or laugh. I don't care, as long as I can taste. You know,
your daughter's getting married and you have no feeling about that at all. You have your first grandchild.
Guess who I am.
You're not excited.
Guess who I am. Good for you. Now, bring me the chicken.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Okay. You want to live through? You want to live life without tasting food? Go ahead.
You got something there.
No, I do.
Yeah, because emotion, sure, it's nice when it's nice, but really
bad
does you.
It's bad.
It's true. But if I didn't have taste buds, I could probably get all this weight off. What would be the point of eating anything? Oh, but for the rest of my life, the no taste buds would do good for a while. I could solve a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do your thing.
You're going to do the emotionless.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
I suddenly don't care about anything.
Those quinoa omelet bites might come back, and then you'll regret it then. Kelsey?
Okay, so I live for food. My entire life is, when's my next meal? What am I going to be making? But I'm going to have to go with, I need to have emotions. I mean, having two little nephews and never be happy or excited or joyful or sad when they're sad. Like, I just can't imagine living a life like that. Mm. And I'm hoping, same with Allison, that I could lose a couple of pounds from quarantine. So
have fun loving those nephews while the Buddy's Pizza's arrived.
No.
I'm so happy the children are here.
Jay and I will be sitting in front of you going,
Doesn't mean I can't eat.
Jet's Ranch.
We don't feel bad for you or happy for you, but this tastes delicious. Last question. Would you rather have a splinter you can't get out or a seed embedded in your gums? Ugh.
Okay, so this one's easy.
I'm going splinter. I can't get out. I'm going splinter. I wouldn't be able to handle the seed, and that would drive me insane. The splinter would just be like, that hurts all the time, but oh well. I'll get used to it. I'll just adapt.
Oh, boy. But could you adapt to the seed, I'm thinking?
No.
No, because then you're going to get a mouth infection.
It's too much. Oh. The splinter is just like, ow.
I really don't want the splinter, though, either. You know what? I don't have emotions, so that's my new thing now. I'm going to take the seed.
I guess if we're combining, yeah. We're combining all these things, yeah. Look at me in a black hole, emotionless, eating Buddy's Pizza.
Eating Buddy's Pizza.
Kelsey?
I'm going with the splinter. I wouldn't be able to handle the seed in my gums.
Yeah.
I had like a canker sore up in my mouth the other day, and like that was driving me nuts. I can't imagine having like a popcorn kernel.
There you go. All right. There's your cross exam. 100.3 WNIC. It's funny that Facebook and some of our social media outlets, they give you pictures or posts from a year ago.
Oh, the memories.
The memories. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So it's funny to look back at memories from last year and see us where we were. And then today, I mean, it is a monumental day today. All COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted in the state of Michigan.
There isn't a one.
There's not a one. Now fully reopen. Restaurants can operate at 100% capacity. Face coverings are no longer required for anyone. Movie theaters will no longer operate under capacity limits. That's,
I'm excited for them.
Me too. The rollback comes 9 days earlier than expected. Venues for concerts and sporting events can now operate at full capacity. And while mask and capacity limits are lifted, business owners can still say to customers, mask up and limit the number of people inside. But, boy, I think the numbers are probably against you. I mean, I don't know how well business will go.
Yeah, but be respectful. I don't think that there's going to be very many businesses that are expecting that.
No.
But if that is what they're asking of you, either don't shop there if you have a big deal with it, or just be respectful and follow their rules.
And for people who don't feel that they're completely ready to, participate and still, feel like they want to wear a mask, you're absolutely free to do so.
Yeah, well, you were free to do so before the pandemic.
We never thought about it.
Yeah, right. But let's be honest. I mean, we were, how many times did we go to our Jay's Junior's trip in Disney World or do a broadcast?
Oh, and see there some of our kids?
There was always kids, yes, but a handful of people in the park that we don't know their story about. We saw adults wearing masks. I mean, I've seen that my whole life. Why? I don't know. I always just figured, compromised immune system or something.
Now, two things. I could totally see myself wearing a mask in the winter months because I did not get a cold. I didn't get the flu. I didn't get anything.
Great.
So I could definitely see myself going back to that just to kind of protect myself in that aspect. But it is funny. Like, if you would have asked me a month and a half ago how I would have felt not wearing a mask in the grocery store, I would have been uncomfortable with it. Like, I was very used to wearing it. Now I go pretty much everywhere without a mask, and it's like nothing happened.
Well,
I don't get antsy. I don't get, paranoid, nothing.
Yeah, everyone's going at their own speed. Warren also, for the first time, went into the store maskless, and he felt comfortable.
This past weekend was the first time I saw the cashier at multiple stores not have masks on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, because it was a different feeling for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll see how that goes. That that happens today.
I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Oh, if you still
do
wear
whatever
that visor,
you want.
Come on. I'm not peer pressuring
it's
you.
It's sexy.
But,
You do not need to wear the visor anymore.
The visor and the mask, Allison. I don't think you do. I mean, by the way, I mean, let's just get it all out there. You are vaccinated.
I am, yeah. Doubly so.
Doubly. Ford announcing the official return of the Woodward Dream Cruise just before restrictions lifted in Michigan. Last year, the Dream Cruise was canceled because of the pandemic, and for a while, there was even talk about delaying it this year, scaling it back. But now, they're actually looking at the Woodward Dream Cruise as a way to jumpstart Southeast Michigan's economy this summer. Why? You know,
we need it.
You get a million people looking at old cars, having a good time, classic cars.
Mm-hmm.
Local businesses that are left are expected to see a lot of traffic. So that's some good news this morning.
And that's August 21st and 22nd.
Correct. There you go. There's a couple of headlines here this morning with 100.3 WNIC.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
All right, feeling good in the D this morning. This is interesting and really sweet. If you have not heard about this guy, he's 22 years old. His name is Daniel Marshall. He has autism, works drive-thru at McDonald's in Arden Hills, Minnesota. Everyone loves him because he sings. He sings the McDonald's jingle when each car pulls up to order. And he's so popular, a local news station recently did a story on him. His manager has a son who has autism. So I guess her thing with all this is they get along really well. So he usually works 6 days a week and constantly asks for more shifts because he loves it so much.
Aww.
He's
a hard worker.
Awesome. You want to hear him?
Yeah.
Let me play this for you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we loving you.
This guy is great.
Thank you so much for choosing Arden Hills McDonald's. My name is Daniel. How are you today? I was different from a lot of people. I was called names.
Every day, they would say to him, you just need to quit.
I understand how he ticked. My youngest son is actually autistic as well. Customer service is that for Daniel.
And y'all looking swaggerific right now.
Everything he has, he puts into that.
There you go.
That's very nice. Nice story. And nice that, you know,
that he's appreciated for it and exactly. Not, you know, made to feel weird.
It sounds like it started out that way. But, you know, keeps up with it and people know his story. And now he's a fan favorite. So that'll make you feel good today. If you're ever in that part of the country, you go in and you get a little customized jingle there for you. Did you hear the story about this L.A. Uber Eats driver allegedly busted stealing a man's cat after dropping off food for his upstairs neighbor? Patrick Lewis was frantically searching for his cat of 18 years. The cat's name is Hog. When one of the neighbors said, the Uber Eats guy took your cat.
She picks up the cat, throws her in, and then drops off a delivery from the counter upstairs. Like, just kind of, I don't know, and then just drives on. And we've made it very clear to Uber that we're not mad at the driver. We don't want the driver to be in any trouble. All this Hog is, in a weird way, the first thing that I kind of was a dad to. So we just want her back.
He rescued it when it was a baby. So they've had it that entire time. What I don't understand is I get through this entire article to find out there's no relief yet, and I don't understand it because the whole thing is caught on video.
At first when I heard this, I thought, well, maybe the Uber Eats person thought this is a stray cat and I'm gonna rescue it. But it certainly has enough media attention, and it's not like the Uber Eats driver came from out of state.
Right.
So at some point, isn't she gonna realize, like, hey, this is somebody's cat?
That's what I thought we'd get to by the end of it. Yeah.
And if you're caught on video, the person who ordered food from you at the very least knows what your name is because you are given the driver's name. And it should be very simple for Uber to be able to figure out.
Right.
I mean, this should be the easiest crime to solve.
Why? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Why isn't that? I mean, I've got guilty messages of my front door from Uber DoorDash every other day showing me what food was dropped off with my address and from the person that sent it. I mean, why can't they just find the person that dropped the food off? That doesn't make any sense.
This article ends with the name of the Uber Eats driver was not mentioned in any of the reports. And again, why? You stole something. And like we just all said, I know the name of, I go through and delete them because I don't want to keep them in my phone. But I get a message from every Uber Eats driver that comes to my house.
Unbelievable. I hope they find the cat. I think they will. I mean, there's no there's actually no reason not to, but we'll see.
What we're going to do right here is go back into time, back into time.
It is time for Back in the Day. Take me back. Back in the Day is brought to you by Xfinity. 52 years ago in 1969, Judy Garland died of a drug overdose in London. She was only 47 years old.
I didn't realize she was that young.
I know we don't normally do deaths, but that one really surprised me.
Yeah.
Well, it surprises me the age because, you know, right. when you look at some of the interviews with, I mean, she would have been, you know, my age. And I guess she looked older to me. I thought she was maybe in her late 50s.
She looked way older, but I think when you look back at the movie stars of that time, there's a couple things that always stand out to me. First of all, I love how Hollywood did things back then. The leading ladies were older because they were experienced and they were good. We don't do that now.
No.
It's like, who's 24? Let's get them to star in this movie.
Right.
And all of the biggest actresses then were, you could see, they were older. So I liked that. Also, you could tell they all lived hard. They lived hard and were put away wet. Whatever that saying is. They were smoking and drinking.
Unless you're Dabney Coleman. They always put a Dabney Coleman. No matter what age, Dabney Coleman is in there. They've got to put Dabney in.
Well, he's always looked the same.
I know, right?
He doesn't age or ever look young.
I just wanted to say Dabney
Coleman. Dabney Coleman.
51 years ago in 19. Can we get Dabney Coleman? Yes. Call his agent. 1970.
He's 89 years old.
He hasn't been in anything then.
Well, he still looks 57.
President Nixon signed a measure lowering the voting age to 18. 37 years ago in 1984, The Karate Kid, starring Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita, was released. Here's a little bit of that.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in through nose, out the mouth.
I watched a whole documentary on Pat Morita a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, his life was fascinating. First of all, Pat Morita he was a stand-up comedian. He never forgot lines. He always knew his lines like this. It was never a problem. He was an alcoholic and was intoxicated even during some of his best work all the time.
Really?
All the time. Until it just finally took over. And the saddest thing was there was a Happy Days reunion where he was supposed to do a little skit and stuff and they had to cut it because it was so bad because he was so drunk. And the big, like, where everybody sits in the director's chairs and talks, kind of like the Friends thing.
Right.
He was passed out in his room. He was passed out drunk.
Sad.
I mean, missed it. I mean, so
that
sad.
God, you don't want to know that about him.
I know.
You know?
I watched the whole thing.
And he stayed, and it was like that for him till the end?
Till the end.
Wow. Yeah. Where did you find that?
That is on Amazon Prime.
Man, there's not a documentary that gets by you.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
So with J-Lo and Ben Affleck back together, A-Rod was seen partying with Ben's ex, TV producer Lindsay Shookus, on Saturday. Her rep shut down any possibility for romancing that they've been friends for 15 years, but that seems like very odd timing. Also, A-Rod just started renting a mansion that's a mile from J-Lo's Hamptons home.
Oh, boy, I'm so exhausted from all of this.
Is this like I'm not over it kind of thing?
I think he desperately wants her back.
Really?
I don't think he can stand that she's with Ben Affleck.
What's the matter? Once there's makeout pictures, that's it. You detach and you go.
By the way, if I'm A-Rod, I think this is clear to me. So if he doesn't want to see it, I understand. But there's no way she ever really truly cared about A-Rod. It was just an opportunity to get it to wear another wedding dress.
See, now, I thought that was her, like, love.
Right, but you don't love somebody and automatically love somebody more a week later.
Right.
Like, I mean, and I always knew Ben Affleck was the one that she truly loved. I just never thought he would stoop this low to go back there. Sorry, I get upset.
I'm right there with you. These people who are totally on the bandwagon for them to be back together, I can't get on board. Speaking of breakups, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have broken up again after getting back together last fall. Now, if you watched the reunion with Andy Cohen on Sunday night, you did hear her say that her and Tristan were wanting another baby. They were going through the whole surrogacy process. Obviously, I'm assuming that's off the table now. That was shot back in April, when they were together. But this split just happened within the past couple weeks.
Yeah, because the girl, right? He was with like three girls in a hotel.
He can't stop cheating.
Well, there were cheating rumors with another woman. And then over the weekend, he was spotted going into a bedroom with three women at a party, coming out a half hour later looking disheveled and all of that. Even though Steven Spielberg is a big fan of the theatrical experience, his production company just signed a deal to make two movies a year for Netflix for an unspecified number of years. So
pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And finally, Ariana Grande shares a live performance video for her song POV, and it is unbelievable.
I want to trust me, trust me, the way that you trust me, trust me. Ooh,
she get married?
Yes.
Right.
Since the last time she got married?
No. Oh, stop it. She was never married.
Oh, sorry.
Enough of you today.
She's actually talking about Apple.
TV Tonight, Superman and Lois and America's Got Talent.
All right, it is time to check in with Allison now, who will... open our minds a little bit in the bubble. I was going to say expand our horizons is what I was trying to say.
Wow. And sometimes creep you out. Nothing about face mites today.
No good.
But I do find this to be odd. Maybe it's not. I just never thought of lobsters like this. But first of all, lobsters are cannibals, which... I didn't think that was true, but they are. They're cannibals. When they're hungry and looking for food, they'll happily eat another lobster.
Aww.
So that also makes them, what is that? What are we when we'll eat other people?
I thought that was a cannibal.
Oh, yeah, I thought that is a being.
Oh, that is a cannibal, right.
A carnivore is eating me.
Oh, that's right. I got carnivore. Right. So that's what I was thinking. I didn't think lobsters were carnivores.
It's funny, though, because with a lobster, like, geez, if you're that hungry, why are you going to go for the most difficult thing to eat?
Right.
You know, I mean, with the hard shell and all that, I mean, what a long, drawn-out fight that would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no drawn butter.
You don't have the tools we have crack into that bad boy.
What a bubble. The state is back open today. That is the big story. No more capacity limits. I'm excited today. First of all, two exciting things really quick, and then I want to ask Allison about something. But yesterday I opened up the mail, and there was a check for $27,000 for Jay's Juniors, which was so nice to see. The dinosaurs at Canterbury Village and... Really, really awesome. So
the Dino Stroll,
that check arrived, which I was, again, I'm holding $27,000 for our charity. This is great. It was made out to Angels of Hope, so I love that.
So great.
And then I'm 1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock today, I'm going to stop at Jersey Mike's, where they're going to present us with a Jay's Junior's check for a month of giving that they did.
Wow.
Which, again, blown away and so excited to do that.
What else are you going to pick up while you're there?
I might pick up a cheesesteak today. Mm-hmm. I might do a cheesesteak. And then at 2 o'clock, our friends at Imagine, you know, they bought that Birmingham 8, the old style, you know, theater.
That's right.
In Birmingham.
I love that.
They're going to test some equipment today, and they're going to test it out by letting me and a few friends watch Superman 3 on the big screen.
You and a few nerd friends?
Yes, a couple of friends in my Superman group.
Is anyone that's not in your Superman group allowed to come?
I mean, I don't know why you'd want to.
What?
I mean, but I drove in the long way to work today and drove in past the theater in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. You can see, but look there, it's on the marquee.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Going to present Superman 3.
So. Oh my goodness.
Do you have any friends coming in from out of town?
No. This is just local. It's just a quick
edit. The London chapter is coming?
No. hey. You teased this yesterday, Allison. You said that Warren's blocking you. Now, that could mean a lot of different things. But I said, no. Please, wait until Tuesday's show to tell us.
Well, it's like I live with my dad. He's always blocking my thirst for adventure.
Yeah.
I recently went down to...
Wait, you have a thirst for adventure?
It's so weird, right?
I just don't let it go.
You don't see it, really, right. When you look at me, no. But it's in there.
I know you have a thirst for Coke.
So I went down to the clubhouse of my apartment complex, and I talked to them about getting an upgrade. Because I don't like people having things that I don't have.
Yeah.
And most of the, if you go to the website where I live, like these apartments are just, you know, they're just great. And they are, they're all like current. Well, I've lived there for a really long time. So mine's not. And I want, you know,
but
I
you've
want.
You've passed on the upgrades over, or haven't you?
No.
Never?
The one I got downstairs was a forced upgrade. There was no choice given. It was right. Like, this apartment's getting upgraded. And that's when my family came upstairs. And so that one downstairs it's the top of the line model. I want the top of the line model. So I went down and I asked about it, and it looks like I might get it. So I told Warren, I said, so if this happens, we'll have to do just like my mom and sister did. We'll have to vacate. We're not going downstairs like they came upstairs. So if we get it, I would inquire, can you move us somewhere? Is that something you can do? I'm not sure if it is or not. Because I feel like if it is... Jill and my mom would have done that and right. Not come upstairs.
Right.
Anyway, this is what he's blocking me from doing. I thought it would be fun to go stay in a hotel.
I knew you were going to say that.
It would be.
Go to one of those extended stays.
Well, there's that, but they don't have a pool. Not that I'd probably ever use it anyway.
You like to know it's there.
I like to know it's there. I just love staying in hotels. I think it sounds fun. And he was like... There's like five other things I do before that. He says, that sounds miserable to me. I'm like, how does staying in a hotel sound miserable to you?
Because he's a creature of habit.
He is. And he's like, would it just be one room? And I'm like, yeah, we're not spending all... We're not staying
in a penthouse.
We're not making it rain on getting a suite. I'm trying to save a couple bucks here.
But here's the deal, though. You, honestly, and Chelsea, you said it, an extended stay, or they yeah. do have a couple of those, like Residence Inn, where they mm-hmm. have a big master bedroom, and then they have like a sitting room. He'd still have his air. He'd have cable.
But that didn't seem like staying in a hotel to me. That seemed like getting an apartment, which my complex might give me. They may say... You can go over here. I was trying to stay in a hotel with room service and a swimming pool.
Yeah, but I have a friend who his family home caught on fire, and they stayed at one of those extended stays yeah. for like 3 months while their house was getting redone. And I mean, it was like an apartment, but also like a hotel. I mean, mm-hmm. it was the size of an apartment, but they still had people coming in and cleaning the room and all of that.
When I came back to Detroit to work in 1999... I lived at the Doubletree in Southfield for like a month, and it was hot chocolate chip cookies every day, and it was real hard to leave.
Right, like an ice machine at the end of the hall. Like,
great.
I want the whole nine for like 30
days.
Though.
You got to bring animals. And that's
well,
the
there's pet friendly hotels all over the place.
That's
you
true.
Can only have one, but you can lie about it.
If you have a pet friendly hotel and you want Allison and Warren to stay there,
you want
there,
one cat, wink, wink.
Let us know before he blocks her from getting the upgrades. So, on Sunday night, I was trying to put a little video together for our show, and it constantly tells me not enough disk space, right?
Man, you've been dealing with that, though, for like years.
It's all the time. So here's the deal. The long and short of it is I use a program on my computer called iMovie, and most, like, people that do professional videos think it's a joke. You know what I'm saying? It's like making a movie on a camcorder and not using like a Panavision camera. Like it's just because and Allison will know and Chelsea, you know, it's just very simple. It's like mm-hmm. source in, source out, cut. I can make these cool videos. I know it like the back of my hand, but it saves a lot of space. So it's got a ton of gigabyte, all this stuff. So stuff you don't need to worry about. So anyway, I realize it's all there. So what I do is I say, take every file that's in this, my computer, that's taking up all the space on my computer. I've got like 5 gigabytes left of space out of like 200 and move it to the cloud, which I pay extra for. I pay extra money to have this cloud so things can go there. So it says it's going to take like 14 hours to transfer. Okay, I'll deal with it. But as it's moving all the stuff from my computer to this cloud, I'm watching it and it's taking the cloud is going up, but then the computer space of mine is still going down. Now it's down to 2 gigabytes. I'm like, this can't be right. So I called the Apple support.
So instead of space opening up,
it was still,
it's
taking
still
more
continuing
right.
to close.
It should have been the opposite. So I call the tech support guy, and I call, and I pay for that AppleCare, and they're very nice, and I love them. Don't get me wrong. And the guy did a good job. But I felt like he was simply just walking me through me talking to myself. Like, that's all he did was cut. So I get on with him. He's like, you have to agree to share your screen, and you do the screen share.
And then you can see him get in there.
Right. But he doesn't really, but he won't do anything. It's just now the screen share is just a pointer. So it's like an arrow. So he's like, click on this now. Let's look at this. Click on this now. Let's look at this. So I said, so 5 times I'm like, but do you see this is going down and this is going up and it's supposed to be the reverse? He goes, that is very interesting. That's mind blowing to me. I'm like, it's mind blowing to me too.
It can't be mind blowing to you though, Apple guy.
Right.
He's just there for like moral support at that point.
I'm like, well, he goes, it looks like you have 5 gigabytes of podcasts. This Jay Towers in the... I said, that's my radio show, but that's fine. We stream those. I'll just delete all 900 podcasts. I'll delete them. And then he goes, well, it looks like that's gone into other. And yeah, there's really no way of getting rid of other. I'm like, right, that's a problem. He goes, it certainly is.
At this point, did you say, can I talk to your mother?
Like, everything I said, he just used the pointer and said, that is something. Like, finally, I don't know what I did. I think I started fixing it. And he's like, well, this is great. I'm like, it is great. It was just, it was the oddest conversation.
And then did
for
he
all
say,
I know, the guy wasn't real.
Then did he say, can I call you sometime if I have more troubles? This guy's supposed to be the expert. Is it not called the Genius Bar?
Right. I just wanted him to say, yes. I just wanted him to say, here's why this is happening. Try doing this or do this. And that should eliminate the problem. But all he kept doing was agreeing to me and commenting on my comments.
Now, I don't know if you're going to... This reminds me of someone that we know that does the same thing.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
You say... He says, how you doing? I'm good. Well, good.
It's good to be good.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Hey, it's a nice day out. Well, actually, it is a nice day. I don't need you to repeat my statement back at me, and especially on tech support.
Hey, tech support, what is it you actually do?
I use a pointer on your computer. A lot of pictures here. Have you thought about moving? Said, no, I'm not putting all my pictures on the cloud.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. So yeah, I love my MacBook. It is time for That's Incredible. Some incredible stories of the day. We'll start with this. 2/3 of us have so much stuff now, it feels like our home is not big enough to fit it all. 7 in 10 people reorganized at least 2 rooms during the pandemic. The top rooms we worked on were bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen, and home office. But the big story here is that we have so much stuff, yet we have homes and we still keep bringing in more stuff. Why?
I completely agree with that. I have a basement that is just filled with crap that I need to go through and empty out. And I think about this all the time. These people who move like once every 3 to 4 years, I don't understand it because I don't ever picture myself being able to leave my house. No. And I'm not a hoarder.
It's funny because my mom and my sister are... And it stems from my mother. So because Jill picked it up, she got the gene from my mom. And then I have kind of the reverse thing. I will throw things away and have deep regret because I'll throw meaningful things away. I threw my doll collection away from when I was a little kid. It was a major doll. I threw all the 45s away and my grandma's album collection that my grandpa gave me. Which, you know, because I was 19, I was like, what am I doing with Engelbert Humperdinck albums? It didn't make sense then, but I love it now.
Engelbert!
I know, garbage dumpster.
You threw them out!
But I do, even me being the opposite, I do still sort of get how you have this thing in your head. Well, I might use it someday. Well, buy it then.
Was it Engelbert? That thing, I'll sing you to sleep after the lovin'.
It absolutely after the lovin'. Was.
We know what you mean by lovin'. And I don't know. I want to go to sleep.
That guy's still alive.
Yeah, he is.
Sure he is. And
that's incredible.
That's incredible. How much money would someone have to pay for you to give up all your social media forever? they polled a bunch of people on social media and they said, you know what? You want me to delete my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? I'd need $1 million to delete them. That's what people say. I'd need $1 million, at least $1 million.
I often think, how would I feel if this isn't what I did? Let's say I was a nurse, a school teacher, just a librarian. Like, we need it. Like, yeah. We for what we do, we actually need it.
Well, it's like a requirement.
Yeah. I mean, we can't be effective at our jobs without this tool. And I'm like, would I care as much? But I still think I'd need $1 million.
Yeah. It'd be worth it just to, listen, I'd gladly get rid of everything for $1 million.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's incredible.
Wingstop is launching a new offshoot called Thigh Stop with the same menu, except instead of wings, it's thighs. There won't actually be any Thigh Stop locations, though. It's just something you order through DoorDash and Wingstop does the cooking. So basically, it's still the same restaurant. But in other words, because of the wing shortage, you're eating more thighs now.
Mm. Kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, I keep getting these meals every once in a while, and they're like, it has thigh meat in it instead of like white chicken breast, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I don't know, it doesn't sit right
with me. It's weird, though, because it's got the same kind of meat that the wing does. It's right. Dark meat, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. That's incredible.
All right, one last that's incredible. 56% of men say the number one thing that can get them to go to the doctor is an important woman in their life telling them they should, including their wife, their girlfriend, or their mom. The average guy could have a hole in his foot and still not see a doctor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, mostly because you don't want to listen to the nagging, right? Did you go to the doctor yet?
They say the reasons they don't want to go, it makes them feel like a wimp is number one. They're too busy, too. It'll probably heal on its own, three. And number four says it's easier to go to the ER if it gets worse. It's really funny that the one thing not on here is afraid it's going to hurt. Like, that's nowhere on here. So I must be in the 0.001%.
The being a wimp thing, that is pathetic.
Right, right.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah, we don't live in a world anymore. Like, they're going to think I'm a wimp if I go to the doctor. Right. Really?
Warren almost lost his hand rescuing a cat. The cat bit him. His hand turned green. It swelled up. The doctor literally told him when he finally went, you're like 3 days away from losing your hand. But he'd rather have, you know, a size 15 hand that's green
right.
than go deal with it.
Yeah, that's us. That's guys. Jeez.
That's incredible.
Jay Towers in the morning on iHeartRadio.
If we are looking to get a second job or a third job, Metro Airport is hiring. The airport is hosting a job fair from 10 to 2. I'm on Middle Belt today in Romulus. Job seekers using public transportation can get to the job fair by taking Smart Bus Route 125. The airline is looking to hire more than... I switched stories here. Hang on a second. I'm wrong.
More than 1,000 new pilots.
Well, that's Delta is hiring 1,000 new pilots, but the airport is just hiring airport employees. So you got two things going on today. Delta,
I was
going
to say that pilot announcement probably isn't out there just for all of us.
No. We're not just going to show up and like try to get a gig.
Can I get that pilot job?
You know what's weird, though? My friend is a pilot for Delta, and he is actually being paid to not work. They're paying him to not have flights. So it's very interesting that they are now hiring more pilots.
How have we gone all this time without knowing that you have a friend who's a pilot when we have a million pilot questions?
I know. And he's younger than I am.
And he's flying Delta planes?
Yeah.
The big ones?
Yeah. I think he's the next in line. He's not the captain. I think he's like the first officer or something like that.
Does he at least have salt and pepper hair?
No.
All right.
He does not. You know, he's young. He's like 26.
Can he get some salt and pepper here for our comfort level?
I like a pilot.
I like a little gray.
Almost looks like he shouldn't be flying the plane.
Yeah, we know.
He's so old. It is time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes. It is brought to you this morning by our friends at Oakland Mall, where you can get some shopping at Oakland Mall. $50 in shopping. If you have a win, Allison's going to play for Rebecca. I will play for Brandon. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name something you might find in the Godfather's basement.
Oh, well, in the Godfather's basement, what would you find in a gun?
Second best answer. 5 points for that. Money. Or bodies, I'm sorry, was the number one answer.
Yeah.
Jay, name a decoration you might find inside a Mexican restaurant.
A sombrero.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Allison, name something a male rock star might do to make himself look more rebellious.
Oh, get tattoos.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Jay, name something that every family does immediately when they win Family Feud.
They jump up and down and scream.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points for that. You are in the lead 20 to 15. Allison, name something Cindy Crawford is known for.
Mole.
That is the number one answer. Oh. Yes, 10 points
for that. Moly.
And Jay, name a job many husbands pretend they don't know how to do just to get out of it.
Dishes.
That is the number one answer. Yes, 10 points, and you win the game 30 to 25.
Why can't you guys load the dishwasher the right way?
Wait, do I take these but Ajax on them? What do I do?